I went to the doctor today, and he couldn't actually reassure me that any of this is real.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, what does that mean for me and for the rest of NPR Music?
I wasn't actually sure how to break the news to you, but there's a chance.
So this could be it. This show could be. Well, wait a minute. How are you imagining my life that I have after I leave the studio? If you can do that, then kudos. I'm impressed.
You mean the nice apartment,
you know,
with your child, and
the screeching arguments that last until 4 o'clock in the morning, and the, you know, passing out in front of the television set in my underwear. You know, the quality life that I live after this recording's over. And why are you doing this to me?
No,
I can't wait to see how you spin this into what you're about to play.
So I saw some music the other night.
Which reminds me.
Which I'm not really sure if it was real because it was so darn good.
Really?
Yeah.
So you thought, have I been transported to another dimension, or is all of this coming from some magical place?
It was all coming from a magical place. I'm certain.
Well, what was it?
It was The Blow. Have you seen, heard The Blow?
I know what Blow is. And it can lead you to believe that you've just had a magical experience.
This is not that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a duo. Kayla Marisich and Melissa Dine. Although, when I went to the place, I went to Pianos in New York City, and all you saw was Kayla up on stage doing what seemed like sort of a conversation with the audience. Like, she'd say, so I did this, and I was doing, it was kind of like a little Laurie Anderson-esque, you know, it was kind of a performance aspect to it going on. And then the beats would start playing, and then she'd sort of go into song, but then conversation and song and storytelling and song. Very active on stage, very dancing, sometimes crawling around on the floor, sometimes leaning on walls. But all the music was like, seemed like it was just kind of recorded. And I was starting to, I had this moment where I loved this thing. And then I thought, this is just backing tracks. She's doing this to backing tracks. I'm getting so disappointed. And then I turned around, and this person, Melissa Dine, was back there playing the music, like where the sound person would be. So she, and controlling lights and stuff. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff was a duo, but the main stage was Kayla. So there's a new self-titled record by The Blow. It just came out. And this is a song called Make It Up. And they're about to go on tour. And if they're coming near you, definitely see them. I'm going to drag you to the show in November when they're going to play.
I'll allow that.
Make it up, 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 make
That's fantastic. Love the way the voices played off of each other.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And it's just her. It's just Caleb. But the interplay between electronics, mm-hmm. which seem like sampled acoustic sounds. Well, I'm not sure what it is, but really great sounds. Mm-hmm. I listened to that record on the train home from New York three times in a row.
Wow.
When was the last time you listened to a record three times in a row?
I know I've done it recently.
Could be a question of the week.
Yeah, that's a good question. When was the last time you listened to a record all the
multiple
way through?
Times?
Yeah, multiple times through. Yeah, that is a good question. I have to think about it, but I've certainly done it. Your music tastes have taken this turn into the pop world lately, I've noticed.
You think?
This sort of, but in a joyful way. And there's obviously, you know, it's not like that was something you'd hear on Top 40 radio or anything like that. There's a lot of interesting things going on in that. But yeah, very, very pop-oriented, I think.
Yeah, my tastes are getting sunny. That was the Blow, and the Blow record is out now, and it's just fabulous. It's already entered my top 10.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do a top 10 this year. I might need top 20 for the first time in a while. It's just too much. This was an amazing year, I think,
so far.
We'll
have to consult on that.
But that said, there's still a lot more stuff to come out yet this year, and one of them is a new record by this artist. I want to play a song and see if you can remember this song. Because I remember this one really.
Can we do where the harps and stuff?
Yeah. See if you can remember this.
He's tuning. Oh my gosh!
Do you remember it now?
Yeah. Tom Brosseau.
Yeah. Listen to his voice coming in here.
Oh, this slays me. I already got chills.
Remember that you're young.
Oh,
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what era that guy was born, but it wasn't the 20 or the aughts.
Well, he says he was raised on the Great American Songbook for sure, and his music has that timeless feel to it.
Does he have a new record?
He does have a new record. This song, "The Young and the Free," was from the first record that we featured on the show back in 2006. I think when you and I had first discovered him, just blown away by his voice. He's a singer-songwriter from North Dakota. And he's put out a number of records since 2006, but this is the first one that we've had on since then. A new record coming out this fall called Grass Punks, and I want to play a new Tom Brosseau cut called Cradle Your Device. This one's for you, Bob Boylan.
Do you know that we look at our devices on average of 159 times a day?
I thought you were going to say in an hour, but yeah, I'm not surprised. Bye.
eyes. I long for you to hold me in your arms, but instead you cradle your device.
Great guitar work on that piece, too.
Yeah. I like the turn of the lyrics. It's not what you think.
Yeah, something's come between us. It's not a case of infidelity pushing me to the brink. That's Tom Perzeau, with the song Cradle Your Device from his new record, Grass Punks. It's out October 22nd. He says that humans have always been confronted with how to embrace new technology, and that this song just puts a title on what we've had to do to survive and embrace all this new technology. And what happens when he says, and I'm quoting here, Bob, this is what happens when a tool is taken too closely into our bosom.
Wait, so, hang on.
Now, I noticed that you immediately pulled up your phone
when
I started playing this.
It's beeping, right?
Have you taken it too closely into your bosom, Bob?
Where is that? It's my top pocket. That's
in
that
your
couldn't get closer.
Pocket.
That couldn't get closer to my bosom. Oh no.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to get a new record from Tom Perzeau, Grass Punks, out October 22nd.
Yeah. I was doing a talk about the future of radio to a group. Syracuse University asked me to speak, and at that speech, one of the people there said, holding up the device, saying, future radio is here. It's like kind of like your transistor radio, and I was thinking, it's exactly, obviously, it is the size of my old transistor radio. It's just skinnier. Mm-hmm. And then he said people look at their devices on average 159 times a day. I thought, that's crazy. And then I just all of a sudden thought, well, okay, so that's maybe that's every 5 minutes. That's probably
I bet
right.
Somebody could do the math and figure that out for you.
If you did it every 5 minutes, that's 12 times an hour, and you're awake for, let's say you're awake for 18 hours. So that's 120. That's almost 200, right? So I'd actually do it more.
You're awake for 18 hours a day?
Well, at least.
6 hours of sleep a night?
That's about right.
Hmm.
So I'm going to play a song by Linda Thompson.
Oh, how are you? Linda Thompson. Yeah, you're, I am.
I couldn't remember. I think she's one of the strongest voices in folk music and true folk music. I mean, folk music that has lots of tradition to it. She's a British folk singer in the 60s and 70s. She's recorded on two of my very favorite albums of all time, which is Pour Down Like Silver, Richard Thompson, and I Want to See Those Bright Lights Tonight, again with Richard Thompson. They were married. They had a son. And she and her son, Teddy Thompson, have worked closely together. Richard Thompson's on the new record, as well as Teddy Thompson's on the new record. I was thinking of playing the Richard Thompson song. I'm torn to play the song she did, the first one she's done with Richard in probably 10, 12 years, or play the one she did with Teddy. I like the one with Teddy more, but I love the other one, too. Oh, what do I do?
Sounds like you've got a real conundrum on your hands there, Bob.
I think I'll play the one with Richard Thompson, even though I like the other one with Teddy more.
I can't believe they're playing together and recording
together. Right?
Yeah,
right? So great thing about folk music is it tells you a story, but then when it tells you the story, it's got the refrain. Mm-hmm. And the refrain is so incredibly potent in this song. And the name of the song is The Refrain. It's called Love's for Babies and Fools.
Oof.
They don't write the cheery tunes.
No, what's that Richard Thompson song?
Oh, my God, I know exactly what you're thinking of. Life Ain't So Rosy in the Cradle. I'll Be Your Friend, I'll Tell You What Is More. There's Something at the End of the Rainbow.
There's nothing at the end of the rainbow.
There's nothing for you anymore. Nothing to live for anymore. Something like that.
Oh, my God, it's the most depressing.
Here you go. Loves for Babies and Fool, Linda Thompson, from a brand new record called Won't Be Long Now.
My father is a traveler. He has a cuckold's luck. My mother is a queen, but her hands are tied with blood. I've a brother in the graveyard. My sister has the blues. I care only for myself. Love's for babies and fools. Let better pens than mine extol the joys of love divine. Before I rule love out, I searched every north and south. I learned to fight my own wars when I was but a child. Headed for New York to live fast and wild. I scorned the Holy Church and I never went to school. I care only for myself. Love's for babies and fools. Let better pens than mine extol the joys of love divine. Before I rule love out, I searched every north and south. And this crazy traveling circus is a sweeter home than theirs is. I've been round the world and back 100 times, my darling. You could be my savior, but there's one thing I know. If you scratch a lover, you will surely find a foe. I will never try to please you or abide by your rules. I care only for myself. Love's for babies and fools. Let better pens than mine extol the joys of love divine. Before I rule love out, I searched every north and south. Before I rule love out, I searched every north and every south.
Well, that was just lovely slash depressing.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah, beautiful voice. Glad to hear it again.
Linda Thompson, you know, yeah. She doesn't perform out. She has this voice issue, which is, it's called dysphonia. I read where it's called hysterical dysphonia. I don't quite know what that means. It came on after she broke up with her husband at the time, Richard Thompson, who is there playing that incredible guitar.
Yeah.
Boy, relationships, they do make for great folk songwriting.
I just never in a million years would have guessed that they'd record another song together.
Yeah, Love's for Babies and Fools. Wow. At times that seems really true, and at times that does not seem
true. Yeah, you don't want to believe that all the time.
Yeah, but you...
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you believe that. Speaking of a fool...
Speaking of babies, I was going to say.
Oh, well, yeah, that too.
Hey, Sammy.
God, it's... such a nice welcome that I get from you guys every time.
Every time you. Well, did you hear the
speaking of babies and fools?
Wait a minute. Did you hear the outro we gave you the last time?
Oh yeah, talking about my sinewy muscles.
So you know, you never know with us.
Right.
You're a very attractive man.
Thanks, Robin.
Yeah.
Now I feel totally uncomfortable, embarrassed, and
I can say that I'm in a relationship. It doesn't mean any, you know. It's like I can say that.
I just unbuttoned my shirt.
Yeah.
It's getting warm.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Would you do me a kindness and button back up there, Bob?
I got it.
Thanks. What do you got for us today, Sammy?
I have some dance music. Great. Shocking.
This just in.
That came out of left field.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
This is from two Swedes who live in Berlin, and they make deep house. So what is deep house?
Question mark.
In this wonderful world of electronic music, as with anything, I'm sure we like to break down the sounds that we hear into, you know, genres and then subgenres.
Wait a minute now. The electronic world loves to do it more because it's more geeky.
It's those perhaps true.
Those people who...
Yes. I don't know if that's true. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think it is true, but keep going.
So anyway, so deep house traditionally has come out of the more soulful, almost disco-inspired, jazz-inspired section of the dance music world, where things like techno were perhaps colder and more percussive and less about melody. This is more, you know, soul samples, and there's a lot of singing in it, especially in this song, which is called Brevet Hem, Brevethem. You'll notice in a lot of dance music and in a lot of like the EDM conversation we have, it's got these really sharp rises and drops.
Right.
This sort of just coasts along at a really nice, like energy, sort of more of a mellow vibe, something that I would love to be dancing to at sunrise if the party was good enough.
We'll have to be here for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can loop it.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
that easily could have gone on and taken a whole new direction and just been somewhere else for a while, too.
Which is essentially what building a DJ set is, right? Yeah. I mean, these are big sort of, what is that, 7 minutes, 8 minutes?
Yeah,
it's
like a 7 minute track. It is 8 minutes.
These are big, long blocks, ideas that you're sort of constructing, you know, hour long, 2 hour long, 10 hour long sets, 10 hour long ideas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people dance through the whole thing. This song, Brevet Hymn, by Johnson and Alter, I mean, I do consider this in the deep house genre, but, like, even within that subgenre, there's so many different sort of styles and sounds. This obviously is less of the jazz influence, which is sort of where the early Chicago stuff, it all comes from early Chicago dance music. People like Marshall Jefferson and Larry Heard, if you want to check out more of this stuff. But this is sort of more of the loungy, cool, vibey stuff. And I really like it.
It's their whole album that we can get by them?
So their album, this is the second album that they've done together. It's called Two. It's coming out in November.
I want it.
Yeah, dude. Hook you up.
Awesome.
You hold thanks.
Sammy Yenigan.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See ya. From Sammy to Franny. Franny in New York City. Hi.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Did you get a chance to hear any of that?
I did. Spacey.
Yeah. Felt good. See you, Sammy.
Yeah, that was a trip. It really is just trance-inducing. You lose track of time.
And you're going to time shift
us
here
back.
With some sort of some beat-driven music, more beat-driven music?
I think we're going to speed it up a little bit, but it's not too far from that world.
Okay.
I don't think.
What do you got?
So this is Danny Brown, who is next week putting out what he's calling his first album, although he's put out album-length material before. And he's calling this one Old because he is close to my age.
Let's see.
Which in the rap world is like, you know,
beyond
getting
20.
Up there in years.
Yeah. Beyond 20, we'll just
or
say
25,
that.
Maybe.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in good company with him, though, so all right.
That's true. So tell us more about what makes him stand out, because I think he's just got the craziest flow listening to his music.
Yeah, he sort of became famous with this really nasal flow, which was a departure from his earlier stuff. And on this new project, he's back to a more natural sounding voice. He's now saying that his nasal flow was inspired by Adderall. It's like the first time he took Adderall, and that's where it comes from. The character, and that what he's doing now is just him.
So what do you want to play?
So this new album that he's putting out, he has conceived of like a cassette tape because, again, he's old, like me. And so there's basically a side A and a side B. The side A is a little bit more what he was doing back in the day, and the producers are more traditionally hip-hop minded. And side B is more like stuff Sammy would play, guys like Rusty. And this track happens close to the middle of the album. The producer is named Oh No. He's a guy from LA who's been around. He's actually Madlib's younger brother. Mm-hmm. You guys know Madlib.
Yeah.
And you can hear him sort of doing both. There's the slower kind of classic rap beat, and then there's something much faster going on underneath it, and then Danny's right in the middle. It's called Red to Go.
Excellent. And just a quick note, some language might offend, and if that's true, you can skip ahead about 3.5 minutes.
Code ain't in my cereal, I raise behind the smoky. I'm sorta like America, you rappers are venereal. And never in my stereo, my spray your ass with vinegar. The next time that I see ya, bro, bitch, your ass still won't be tight. Nah. The size of my dick, nigga, every pussy tight. I write all night till the sun come up. Dodging Texas from the sister tryna lick on my nuts. Cobra clicks the game, put that bitch in a submission. Your bitch won't the stick shift, no transmission. Dog, I'm on a mission, you play an exhibition. On an expedition, popping X but never tripping. Celebrate a vixen, trying to stick my dick in. Redhead hoe, like a young Kathy Griffin. Smoke so many blunts, I can hear my lungs whistling. Still rolling up, how smelling like chicken. Rap Martin Lawrence, all your other rappers born. Bruiser makes a live crew look like some more. Nigga, my essay is hard like a life doing essay. Game banging on the yard with a homemade machete. The nice is cassette tapes, stay smoking heavy. Popped a couple peels, eyes glowing like Beverly. Used to sex the cracks in the seam of the pellet. Detroit, nigga, but I'm smoking on L.A. And is anybody nervous? I'm right to go. I'm right to go. I said, is anybody worried? I'm right to go. I said, is anybody
friends, doing drugs with acronyms. So many lines thought the shit was Busch Gardens. Party start at Monster with a hair like Blanca. Hotel room like a hair metal concert. This blonde made that deck, do the spring on Contra. Your disrespect, I hit you with the slap with a taco. But then a nigga used to eat shit that didn't match, like corned beef hash and some fucking apple jacks. Used to bag up the packs of E. Coney every night. Baloney on mic, trapping no peanut butter, couldn't waste it on the mic. So always every night, everything came in right, and I knew I wasn't right. So I got my ass up, fucked up and ain't on luck. Greyhound to end rob about $300. Kept my hopes up, but my confidence was low. Now my self-esteem is astro, looking at this cash flow. Did it my way, I ain't nobody ho. About to pimp the rap game, bitch, I'm ready to go. I did it my way, I ain't nobody ho. I'm about to pimp the rap game, bitch, I'm ready to go. And is anybody nervous? I'm ready to go. Said I'm ready to go. I said, is anybody worried? I'm ready to go. I said, I'm ready to go. I said, is anybody scared? I'm ready to go. I said, I'm ready to go. When ain't no use to be afraid. I'm ready to go. Said I'm ready to go.
And I love that.
Yeah, it's autobiographical, you know, as one could expect. But he's got those details in there. You know, he's on the Greyhound to New York, costs about $300. He's talking about when he used to come work with in the same studio that Nicki recorded at and when he met 50. So, yeah, I mean, it's all right there.
I see he's touring with Action Bronson, another artist you turned me on to at the beginning of the year. That'd be a great bill.
A lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Franny Kelly.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
You know, we've been talking about this past week on the show. We talked about some of our most anticipated fall releases, and we didn't even get to probably half of the ones that we're excited about. And one of them that I didn't play on that show, but I'm going to play now, is Fuzz. Fuzz is yet another band from Ty Segall. Ty Segall, you know, we've talked a lot about him on the show. He's just 26 years old. He's already put out a dozen full-length records, and he's a member of something like 8 or 9 other bands. We just covered his solo record, Sleeper, back in August, which was an amazing, amazing record. Anyway, at the beginning of the year, he announced that he had formed yet another band called Fuzz. And in this band, Ty Segall plays drums. Normally, he plays guitar, and he's the frontman and sings. In this case, he's driving the band, anchoring the band as the drummer. He's also playing with Charlie Muthart on guitar, and Roland Cosio is the bassist in this group. Fuzz is maybe a little more jammy than some of the other.
Sounds pretty. I feel like I know what I'm going to get.
Yeah. It's you know, some of the songs of. Feel like they kind of go on a jam a little bit longer than some of the other stuff that Ty Segall does, but still very gritty, loud guitar rock, and I love that more than anything in the world. This is a cut from the Fuzz record that just came out now on October 1st. The song is called Sleigh Ride.
But, you know, this world might actually just be an entire dream. I mean, you do remember
that. Well, thank you for dreaming up some fabulous music, Mr. Boylan. You make me never want to wake up.
Go to sleep, everybody. This be Fuzz.
All right, so now I want to hear how you've imagined the song, what this song is going to sound like now.